Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I take pride of the United States Championship, and my reign will be long and luscious. Not like my beard. But I will also defend my title against any opponent, and I will do it with courage and just strength and honor and my animal magnetism. All while smelling like bacon-flavored cinnamon bun. Delicious.
Bacon-flavored cinnamon bun.
But my word is my pledge. And tonight, I pledge allegiance to the championship of the United States of America. Rusev Day, USA! Rusev Day, USA! Rusev Day, USA!
Hey, it's The Miz from WWE. And where else would you expect to hear me on the radio in Rochester, New York? That's right, 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic. Happy New Year, and welcome to 2019 with the Pain Clinic. It's January 5th, holidays today, real quick. It's National Bird Day. And no, you don't have to wrap something around your eyes to enjoy the bird or the bird box. I don't know. If anybody watched that, I don't think so. I don't have enough interest.
I have no interest in it. I'd rather watch reruns of The Office or watch Jay and Silent Bob, which is now on that streaming service as well.
All right. So welcome to the show. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts the Light Empire Culver. Join us February 9th for UFC 234 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. I want to thank everybody who came out last weekend to watch John Bones Jones win back his light heavyweight championship in the UFC. Ryan.
And Amanda Nunes.
And Amanda,
the daylights out of Cyborg.
Oh my gosh, Cyborg got, yeah, wow. Punch over. It was a fun night. There was a packed crowd. We were trapped in the champagne room the whole night, and
that sounds so wrong.
No, but you know what I'm talking about. That round table. So it was a lot of fun though. We'll be there for the next one. It's and funny, we get the whole month of January off. But the next one's Super Bowl weekend. So we'll get to warm up our Super Bowl with the UFC. That's right, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's a garage door, UFC 234. And 233 got canceled. That's why we have none in January. Which they don't, they're like, they cut, ditch the number, I guess, when they cancel one.
Apparently.
Yeah, they just don't bring it down. Also, hey, interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you, contact Rock Recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. And join Rock City Roller Derby. Hey, DC, are we live now on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Woohoo! We're on Facebook Live right now. If you're a friend of the Pain Clinic or a fan of the Pain Clinic, and you can watch the new camera that DC got, which is awesome. It looks great. And we're here to talk pro wrestling, though. You want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. It's a new year. We've got to, you know what we do every new year, right? That's right. We do the painies, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit today, as well as we're going to talk about I'm going to have to start with talking about a passing that happened this past week. It was Mean Gene Okerlund passed away at 76 on Wednesday. Sad day for the wrestling world. Any of you guys have any, like, outstanding memories from the Gene Mean? Except for when that's what the Iron Sheik would call him. The Gene Mean.
I mean, he was a great interviewer, but if you go on YouTube and find some of his outtakes, they are phenomenal.
Yeah, like when the background falls down behind him.
Yes, with Rick Rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene says something you're not supposed to say.
There's also an interview out there, and it's Gene isn't the reason why it's so funny. It's Dr. Dave, Dr. Schultz, Dr. Dave D. Schultz, Dr. Death D. Dave Schultz there, talking about Hulk Hogan going to San Francisco, and Gene is just dying in the background because it's so un-PC at this time. Like, they couldn't do this promo anymore.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's hilarious. It's one of the funnier things I've ever seen is Gene just dying in the background right in the middle. He goes, Gene, what are you laughing about?
Well, if you want to watch, so those are all on YouTube, archived on YouTube and good stuff. But, you know, I mean, we were talking, I've been on, Carl Falk and I yesterday talked about it or a couple times this past week about really what kind of, what did Mean Gene bring to the WWF when it started its meteoric rise in the 80s? He was one of the guys that came over when Vince McMahon bought everybody out. He was, I think it was 84. He came over from
over with Hogan.
Yeah, with the AWA. And he was a guy who I always called him the moral compass, because if he was interviewing a bad guy, he would like look disgusted at the end of the interview. And if he was interviewing a good guy, they'd be slapping hands at the end of it. So, you know.
And it lasted the entire length of his career too, because when he was doing WCW stuff, it was the same exact way. Same way, especially he was interviewing NWO guys. He'd be so disgusted and upset, and you could hear it in his voice as well. And he had a great voice for whatever he did, for doing it. It was awesome. He changed the back role the backstage interviewer. He made the backstage interviewer. Right.
And that's what someone pointed out, you know, this week in just looking at it. And it's like, no offense to anybody that currently does that job that he did so amazingly.
They don't stand out like he does.
Nobody can live up to it. It's like, name one of the backstage interviewers. It's like,
I say Charlie Caruso when she left.
What character? It's like, you could put in a cardboard cutout and slap a microphone on it, and it would do the same thing. They don't bring anything to it the way Mean Gene. You can't think of a classic interview during the, you know, the 80s, early 90s run that didn't involve Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah. Nope. And he was, you know, it's funny, Danger, you bring that up about how everyone's kind of invisible back there. There's a girl who's on SmackDown who, I swear to God, she went, wow. I mean, there was like no emotion behind it when she was talking to somebody. It's like,
they've got one on NXT who shows a little emotion now. And it, like, as soon as that happened, everyone I saw doing reviews pointed out, they're like, this one actually looks like she wants to be there. Like, she's interested in what they're saying.
She's not waiting for the ESPN offer.
No.
You know, like Charlie did, or is that what Charlie
was? Yeah, Charlie Caruso went to ESPN.
Well, I'll say that, you know, he was a lot, it's a lost art, much like managing. And the last thing I really remember, Mean Gene in was when he did, Legends House.
I was just gonna say, can we please bring up some of the great extracurriculars we have of Mean Gene, like the Booze Hound from the Legends House?
Yeah, the Legends House.
Or, who could forget his classic walking up to Jimmy King in the classic movie Ready to Rumble and asking, do you think I'm sexy?
He's done a lot.
I do, Mean Gene. Really, I do.
You know what's funny is when he went down to WCW, he got like a boatload of money, obviously. He started his Mean Gene Burgers franchise. I don't think it's still around. But, you know, he tried different things. You know, I mean, Hogan was doing the George Foreman grill, and then Mean Gene went out and opened up a few Mean Gene burgers.
Pastamania, brother.
Pastamania. Yeah, forget about that too. So, but, I will say that, he was such a popular interviewer that they put him in skits when they were doing skits on Monday. What was it? Tuesday Night Titans or whatever. They would have him. He'd be out there with Don Morocco and Mr. Fuji, and they were doing Fuji Vice, and he would be one of the guys involved in it.
Fuji Vice is awesome.
Some of the best stuff. He got, I mean, Mean Gene was, he was such a big part of the growth of the and the explosion of the WWF back in the 80s, and really everyone we were talking to, even people who can't remember wrestling, know who Mean Gene is, you know. And I mean, all the nicknames he's, I mean, listen, you can just think of, remember all the wrestlers he would interview and how the introductions they got, like Ric Flair would be like, Mean by God Gene, you know, and then you get the Macho Man, ooh, Mean Gene, you know, he would, and then of course Hulkster, you know, and which will now kind of transition into, we're getting Hulk Hogan on Monday night on Raw.
If they're doing it just as a tribute to Gene Okerlund, I'm fine with it. Which I think is what it's being played off as.
You think so? Because
that's what they said. He was coming to do a tribute to Gene Okerlund.
But well, this will be the second time he's come back since he's been.
First one doesn't count. They don't know where they were.
Yeah, they were in the middle of the desert, someplace over in Saudi Arabia.
They didn't say the country.
They didn't.
They were someplace.
They were someplace. Well,
we believe they were in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's where all their flights went to. So, but I would say that he, yeah, we're going to get Hulk Hogan. I want to know what you guys think about that too. 222-1280, star 1280. This is the first time on, you know, this is not the network. This is on USA. You know, this is going to be USA. This is the first time he's going to be on TV since all that garbage went down three or four years ago with him. And I mean, do you think, I mean, obviously he's, you know, people forgive and forget, right? Right. I mean, some of them. Yeah. What's the crowd going to be like Monday night? You know,
where are they?
Yeah. What are they going to be signs up? You know, I mean, you know,
oh, there won't be signs. There won't be signs up for, anti Hogan. I can tell you that they'll take those away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So,
it depends. Where are they Monday?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Depending on where they are is the reaction they'll get.
Well, I'll figure that out while we're talking, but they definitely
Tuesday they're in Jacksonville, so I'm guessing someplace
maybe down near him, Tampa, maybe.
That might be the reason why.
They were sympathetic. I can't think of the word I was trying to say, but
sympathetic.
No, they were
sympatico.
Sympatico. That's it. Yeah, they were. When you think of Hogan and his rise, you think of the interviews with Mean Gene, and so I think it makes sense that. It makes sense that that's why, you know, they're going to bring Hogan back. And it's like, you know, we'll find out. But you know what? We got a call on the line from Mike, and I think we're going to like this call. 222-1280, star 12 is his number. If you want to call Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. First of all, to answer your question, they're in Orlando Monday night.
Okay.
So that's what they're at. So I don't think Hulk is going to get a negative reaction. I think he'll get mostly cheers.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they forgive and forget. But you know, it's funny is when the guys in the back in the locker room weren't even forgiving him; they were accepting what he said. But that's what they said.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But first of all, I want to echo your comments before I get into my point about Mean Gene Oakland. One of the things that's really missing today in wrestling is a classic character like that that wasn't a wrestler, wasn't even a manager, yet brought a lot to the presentation. And Mean Gene, rest in peace. He was truly. He was one of the reasons why I liked wrestling so much is because he was so colorful. And even like you guys brought up Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Randy Savage, those guys were great promos on their own. But Mean Gene Oakland would be able to get the best out of guys who weren't even the greatest promos. And I don't know if you heard like Scotty Riggs bring up the fact that he wasn't the greatest promo in the world, but when he was with Gene Oakland, he would make him look good. That was an art that Gene Oakland was as an interviewer. He was really, really great.
Yeah, and, you know, he probably inspired a ton of people who wanted to be in the business, too, because they realized you don't have to be a wrestler. You can be an interviewer. You can do other things. So and Mean Gene had a career of it. So
absolutely. Now, to get to my point, I hope that Vince McMahon and the entire WWE that wants to talk about this new era watched yesterday's New Japan Wrestle Kingdom show. Because the show was great from a wrestling standpoint, but most New Japan shows are pretty good wrestling-wise. But what I noticed about the show, which I liked the most, it was all clean finishes, all up and down the card. There was a decisive winner in every match, whether it was Jay White against Okada, Naito against Chris Jericho, Tanahashi winning the title from Omega, even guys like Taichi Ishimori winning the junior title. Everything was clean as a sheet, and I think that's what wrestling fans want. They want two wrestlers or four wrestlers, or if it's women with the WWE, going in the ring, having a match, having an athletic contest, one person is better than the other person. No gaga, no BS, no nothing. If they really want a new era, that's what they need to give the people. And the WWE has enough talent on their roster where they can do that.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Wrestle Kingdom a little bit before we went on, and it's like, I don't know if the WWE has the physical talent from top to bottom that New Japan has out there.
I think they actually have more.
Do you think they have more? But they're not.
I think they have more. But they don't use it.
Okay, I was gonna say.
I think that some of their parameters of the way they try to teach the guys how to work keeps them from being as good as New Japan. But if you saw a guy like Ricochet. Or Johnny Gargano, or Aleister Black, or Tommaso Ciampa in the New Japan system, and they just let them go all out. I think that those guys, they may not be quite as good as a Tanahashi or Omega or Ospreay, but they'd be pretty close. I don't think the gap would be as big as you think.
No, and I agree. I mean, and those guys, I mean, and seeing them on the independent scene, they would do what you would see in New Japan, too. Especially Gargano. He was, like, just, he was unbelievable on the independent scene.
And I, and that, that's, and see, that's what, that's where, like, gets to my root of my call, was that I haven't called since the new era thing started.
Yeah.
And one of the problems I have with it is twofold. Number one, it's the McMahons all over television, which is 20 years of it. 20 years of either Vince or Stephanie or Shane or some McMahon always on television as an authority figure.
Or Hornswoggle. That's, oh, sorry.
Right, exactly. that's not a new era. And second, have you guys noticed the people that they're calling up to the main roster? Look at the list. A big freak, a big guy with muscles, okay, a wacky tag team, a wacky female wrestler, and a blonde woman with boobs. Let's just be honest. This is Vince McMahon tailor-made. Where's Ricochet? Where's Gargano? Where's Ciampa? Where's Keith Lee? Where's Matt Riddle? Those are the guys that should be coming up. Candice LeRae, Kairi Sane, Io Shirai, Shayna Baszler. These are the people that should be coming up. Nothing against any of these people, but EC3 is basically Bobby Roode. Okay, Lars Sullivan is basically going to bring the Braun Strowman character. Heavy Machinery is just basically Authors of Pain light. It's just, that's the problem here. The problem is it's a 73-year-old man who is out of touch. And these call-ups are a perfect example of why this is not going to be a new era.
Well, these call-ups are exactly not who's going to get pushed. The call-ups aren't going to be the main thing. They're just trying to do something. It was a knee-jerk reaction, and that's why Triple H is calling up who he is. He doesn't have a storyline for these guys. You don't have the storyline for Ricochet that they're going to bring him in. All the guys that you're talking about are the guys that Triple H is actually trying to protect.
Well, listen, they didn't have Sanity have a storyline when they brought him up. You know, there's a bunch of guys. Yeah, there's a bunch of guys who are up there who are just like traveling around town to town.
And if you notice, the guys who are staying down are the ones that Triple H actually likes a whole lot. And they're the ones that Triple H is trying to protect.
You know who's one of the best wrestlers in the entire company? A guy named Andrade Cien Almas.
Yes.
He's one of the best wrestlers in their entire company, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. One of the reasons why he was great in NXT was because Selena Vega did the talking for him. She was not a wrestler. She would come out. She would cut the promo. She would be a valet. She would maybe get involved once in a while, do like a cool hurricanrana and stuff like that. But as soon as they call him up, they got to put him in mixed tags. They got to put Selena in the ring. They got to expose that she's just like Lana, a beautiful woman who can't work. And Andrade Cien Almas has got to be beaten and beaten and beaten. And even last Tuesday night, all the wrestlers they got on this roster, they couldn't bring Shelton Benjamin out there to do the fall against John Cena. No, they got to bring Almas out there and beat him again. And that's why his one of his best friends, Roosh, who's to me is one of the top wrestlers in the entire world, turned down a WWE offer because he sees his friend there. And he knows that's what's going to happen to him if he comes. And that's the problem. It's like they got this talent. They just don't know how to use it.
Yeah, and it's and of course, the guys, and we I think we had a discussion a couple weeks ago about how in the olden days, the talent used to come up with their ideas, and then when they were successful, then they would start expanding on them with writing things for them, like Steve Austin, like, you know, I mean, even Rusev and the whole Rusev Day thing, you know, that was, that was a kind of an inspirational kind of time killer when they started, you know?
Well, now if you come up with your own stuff and get it over, you're looked down upon.
Yeah, I know. They kind of push you back.
Now you're Zack Ryder and you don't show up on Raw for the entire, well, you show up on the last Raw of the year.
Yeah, did he?
By the way, how's Aiden English doing today now that they broke him up from Rusev Day?
Good question. You know, I'm guessing he's the warm-up match now before they go to do TV.
Like,
you know?
What was the point of breaking them up? What was the point? They didn't even have, like, a feud. They had a TV match. I think it lasted 2 minutes, and Rusev squashed him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why couldn't they just keep him as a finger?
It's funny how they tried to write a story around, you know, Lana, you know, cheating with him or whatever, and it, you know, it was, yeah, it was one of those, like, last grasp of a desperate man type of thing, you know?
Remember Lana was with Dolph Ziggler for a few minutes and she used to come out with the jeans on?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she ruined that herself by posting on Instagram that she got engaged to Rusev.
Yeah, you know? She ruined the whole thing. Yeah,
well, everybody knew. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. They were a great act together. And they actually are still good. It's just that, why does Lana have to wrestle? Why is Selena Vega, we go back to this Gene Okerlund thing. Miss Elizabeth was an iconic character. She didn't wrestle.
She didn't talk half the time. I don't remember. She never talked.
She was an iconic character. I mean, I don't like to bring her up because unfortunately she was murdered, but woman was an iconic character in her days. She wasn't a wrestler. It's like, why can't Zelina Vega and Lana, who are not great workers, but they're beautiful and they could talk, just be valets for their men? I just don't get it.
No, you make a perfect example. That's a perfect point. And you know, the interesting thing is, did you see the SmackDown in show in town when they brought her out originally as a wrestler when they were doing the Money in the Bank? It was a SmackDown.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. I remember. It's like how the crowd was like hot for her when she came out, and maybe they still are or not. I have no idea. But it wasn't because she wrestled. I will say that. You know, it was
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She got over because she was really good looking and she would just show her sex appeal and then her man would come out and beat people up.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard. They make things complicated.
They do.
And I just don't trust this new era based on the people they're calling up. I mean, Lacey Evans, God bless her, nothing against the lady, but it's like, of all the women on NXT, you're going to pick her up? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Danger,
they're protecting. Triple H is trying to protect the ones that are actually going to have a future. And I mean,
maybe are they going to have a? Let me ask you this: are they going to have a future? Like, as soon as Ricochet does come up, Vince is going to say, "Oh my God, this guy, he does too many flips. I got to chop him. He's at another level."
But we also don't know how much longer Vince is going to be doing this with the football league on the way,
yeah.
Being 73 years old, and he's already taken time off.
Yeah. Here's my bold prediction for you for 2019. Vince McMahon steps down after WrestleMania this year.
Oh,
that's, you know what?
And that's when you get these call-ups you want, because control will have shifted.
That will be the best thing that could happen for the WWE. Mike, man, I appreciate your call, brother. And
absolutely, buddy.
Wrestle Kingdom, I've only seen one match and part of another one, and I'm going to watch the whole thing, the rest of it today. But, man, well, I saw the Kenny Omega match last night, and I was just stunned.
It was great, dude. It was.
I love when he came up out of the ground with the metal gloves on and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Sure. So, Mike, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Wow. You know, I mean, I love passion. I love the passion of the fans who, like, you know, and he's right. And it's like, but...
We've been saying it for weeks.
They can't repeat. That's why I think you can't sign anybody from New Japan, because you're not going to get what we see on New Japan. You're not going to see Kenny Omega doing, you know, sling blade after sling blade after sling blade on someone, and that's just the middle of the match, you know?
Well, from what I gather, they're going hard at Kenny Omega. His contract's up at the end of January. They're going hard at him, and they're, like, not just money-wise, they're going to offer some creative control.
Wow. I've heard that, too. Then there's been a lot of rumors about the amount they're sending at him. So we're going to talk.
And we can talk about the reason why on the other side of the break.
We certainly will, as well as we're going to start going through some of our painies. That's right. The year-end awards we're going to talk about. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Look, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not too big on New Year's resolutions. It's not my thing. You see, life moves a little too fast for that, especially here in WWE. Every single week, every Monday is like a new year. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You wanted to see me? Or should I say, are you sure you want to see me? Maybe I should apologize for last week, but I won't. You intentionally provoked me. You wanted the real AJ Styles? Well, watch what happens tonight. Unless, of course, you want to see the real AJ Styles again right now.
You know what? I'm glad you're not handing anything out anymore. Because I want to earn my opportunities. What do you want, huh? You want that ruthless bastard? You want that soulless guy who will do whatever it takes to get what he wants? Is that who you want?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shane McMahon from the World Wrestling Federation, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, Danger Boy. We're starting the whole year of 2019 as a solid, complete group. And I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for listening all the time. Wanted to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Notice there's no birthdays today. That's right. There's no January 5th birthdays, which, oh well, it was interesting. But hey, we're coming back with a little Kenny Omega music here. Man. Wrestle Kingdom. We just kind of teased that a little bit, maybe.
Is it still, I mean, I know it aired yesterday. Is it still considered spoilers?
I don't know. I mean, you know, who's watched it? You guys all watch it so far?
I have not watched any of it yet.
Okay.
I know what happened, but I haven't watched.
Yeah, and Danny? Have you? No?
Same.
Okay.
I've read reports. I've seen some clips, but I haven't had the chance to
see. Okay, we don't need to talk too much about it, but we did have Jericho was there, and Jericho, as well as Jericho defended his title. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember the results of it. I saw
Everything changed.
Everything changed. So, yeah, they all came in with
of them changed.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes came in with a belt and left with nothing, right? And I saw pictures with Jericho where they're all with belts, and then the next picture, they're all without belts, hanging out ringside after the. Man, they had a huge crowd there. It was like. It was unbelievable.
They said that it was higher selling than last year's with Jericho and Omega.
And it was like, what was it, like 37,000 people? It was a stadium. It was really pretty cool. It was I watched some of it last night on Access TV. I know you have to pay if you want to get access. I'm sorry, guys. But the next few weeks they've cut it up into pieces and they're going to be playing each little piece of it. So if you have Access TV, you can watch the whole thing in probably the next month or so. But the first segment was a 2-hour segment with the last hour being the Kenny Omega match. And that was just the athleticism of those guys was just unbelievable. I don't know how people don't come out injured after these things, after especially some of the things they do to their body in these matches. And, you know, I mean, Kenny Omega tweaked his knee in the first 10 minutes of the match, wrestled the next 40 minutes with it. But we won't spoil too much. I'll just say it was great, and you definitely don't want to miss it. If you enjoy wrestling, and they have a 20 count, too, which I don't know if we've talked about that before. But,
that's old school. That used to be how everything was.
Yeah, but they're a little bit different, too. There's, in Japan, the people count. There's a guy doing commentating along on the PA, telling them when the people are out of the ring or when there's a 2 count and stuff. So maybe it's for people who can't see. I don't know, but...
And I feel like every year when we talk about Wrestle Kingdom, I say this, but it's worth repeating every single year. If you are going to go watch it, do not shy away from watching it with the Japanese commentary, because I don't understand a thing they're saying, but I'll be damned if they don't get me hyped up for everything that happens.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, we got Kevin Kelly and we've got the guy from TNA,
Don Callis.
Yeah, those are
are the American announcers.
Yeah, they're the ones on Access
right.
TV.
Pass.
Okay. Give me
the Japanese announcers.
They get super excited.
Oh yeah. It's just interesting. It's just a different world. I mean, the people are all sitting down with their hands on their laps in the crowd. But they're loud. They're loud continuously. So it's really a great show to watch. And it is the WrestleMania of New Japan Wrestling. So.
And they announced a big change for next year. Yeah. I don't know if you saw what they announced.
I didn't see, but I know that they're coming to America to do another Wrestle Kingdom here. Is that what it was?
No. They're actually changing their annual Wrestle Kingdom event next year at the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
2 days.
Wow.
They're going 2 days.
Wow. I wonder who they're gonna have for talent for that.
I was gonna say, which I'm like, I don't know, but okay.
We've got a lot of things changing this year. We're going to see some stuff in wrestling. If you're a fan of wrestling and you want more than just, like, for instance, Mike, he wants more than what the WWE gets.
You want an alternative.
You want an alternative. You're going to get a nice one coming up soon.
Well, I can only assume it's because next year it'll be a Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So maybe it's like a one-year thing.
We'll be live on the air while they're on. They will.
No, they'll be wrapping up day one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. It's that many hours ahead, but yeah, it was man, I'll tell you gotta definitely check it out. But so we're gonna talk some other stuff, but we do want to mention, you did mention that Kenny Omega got a nice offer from the WWE. We did, you know,
well, he hasn't gotten it yet. He legally can't have it until the 31st.
He legally can't have, but
what's the quote I keep seeing? I have to find it.
Okay. All Elite Wrestling, the new organization with Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, is having a big press conference January 8th. That's Monday, I believe.
Oh, yeah. We've been teasing it for so long. We're talking like it was 100% official before. It didn't become official until New Year's Day.
Oh, really?
New Year's Day is when they announced it for sure.
Okay.
And everybody signed their contracts, the Bucks and Cody, and Tony Khan is the president of the company.
It's Tuesday. I'm sorry. yeah. Tony Khan. I saw that. You go to. They now have a Wikipedia entry where it has all the people that are involved in the company.
Yes.
So yeah. It's. But they're having a big announcement Tuesday, and if you're in, it's going to be in the airport in Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to be in Lot J. They're doing another one.
No, it's at the Jaguar Stadium.
Oh, is it? I thought it says. Yeah. Oh, TIAA Bank Field. Sorry, you're right. Lot J.
Yeah, it's at the Jaguar Stadium.
Yeah.
Everyone going to SmackDown is going to have to drive past it.
Oh, okay.
To see it. To get to the arena.
Very smart. Very smart work there. And so the rally is going to be on the heels unveiling earlier this week of Double or Nothing. Double or Nothing is going to be the next show by All Elite Wrestling. I don't know too many deals or too many details about.
They don't have a date. They don't have a place yet. They just have that All Elite Wrestling is a thing. Cody Rhodes is the executive vice president, as are the Young Bucks. Cody is in charge of booking and all that stuff.
And I know they have a healthy contract out to Kenny Omega, too. You know?
They have, supposedly they're offering contracts around the same range as WWE does. And the rumor is that Tony Khan is willing to invest $100 million to get this off.
Wow. And now you told me a little, or you told us a little tip on our messages.
There's been rumors going around.
You can say it because it's not, you're not making anything up.
I'm not making anything up. I've seen it out a few times. There's a couple different stations, TV stations, that they have been rumored to be in talks with. And one is the CW, which is a network station, which is a big thing.
Yes.
And another is TNT. They've been in talks. Supposedly, they've been in talks with Time Warner.
Do you think that they will come and bring a New Japan style to the American audience?
I think they're going to do a combo of both. I think it'll be different than WWE, but it'll be enough to where the local or the U.S. fan will be able to get with it. As some of the Japanese stuff, U.S. fans can't get with unless you're a hardcore wrestling fan, and that's completely understandable.
Sure.
But I also think you're going to see some names on here that are rumored, because we knew the rumors about Jericho. We knew the rumors about Jim Ross and the Bucks and all the elite guys. But there's also rumors now that Goldberg is going to sign.
Oh, interesting.
There's rumors that there's multiple people in the WWE who are going to run out their contracts and sign.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise
me. Cody Rhodes has had Twitter conversations with Dolph Ziggler and Zack Ryder. And the Bucks have had conversations with the Revival, and it's all guys who are the ones that would be targeting, guys with immense talent who are not being used.
Well, you know, I mean, if you wonder if they can do it with the guys that WWE doesn't have a high opinion of, look what Trent Beretta's doing in New Japan, you know?
Juice Robinson's doing.
Yeah, look at these guys. I mean, Trent Beretta was in a main event match on this card. I watched that match. Incredible match. So, you know, they call him Beretta, I think, or just, you know, they go by simply his last name. But, man, we're going to get into our paintings here in a second, but we got a call from our good buddy Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good, Troy. How are you doing?
Good. I wish I could keep up with all the wrestling shows, but being that WWE comes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then I'm a big NBA and NFL fan, I'll be missing out on some good shows. I see I missed out on UFC last Saturday. You guys made it sound like it was good.
It was. It was a good show. John Jones winning back the light heavyweight title, and you watch Amanda Nunes knock out Chris Cyborg, who's never lost in her professional career. There's definitely some great fight. A lot of quick fights too. So it went pretty quick.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I wish I could find the time to watch it. And now they got another wrestling organization coming out.
Yeah.
And plus New Japan Wrestling. I mean. And then I still ain't watched Impact Wrestling in I don't know how long. It's just, it's so many, so, like I said, NFL, NBA.
Well, I will tell you, if you want to watch Impact, they had their last show on Pop TV last week, and now they're moving to, what was the name of that? Oh, it's called Pursuit Channel. And I'm not even sure if we get it or not. I haven't really gone through and looked yet, but it's I think it's like a History Channel or something. Or no, it's a hunting and gaming channel. But Pursuit. Mm-hmm. So they just started a new network. They're going to be live actually on the TV too. They're not going to be taping, I don't think. At least the first few shows. But yeah, Impact's still out there, and now we got All Elite Wrestling, which is going to be starting. Mm-hmm. Who knows when? I guess we're going to find out Tuesday when they have the press conference.
They're supposedly going to be targeting Tuesday nights after SmackDown leaves.
Oh, okay. So they're going to, oh, wow. They're going to take SmackDown's spot when SmackDown moves to Friday nights in October.
Wow, that's going to be incredible. That's going to be incredible.
Cool.
Now, that guy that called earlier, he brought up some good points. But you got to remember, he's talking about when this guy coming up. And then he's talking about Kenny Omega. When is he going to, are they going to screw him up once he comes? But you got to remember one thing, too. We have a lot of guys that was injured that's due to come back. You have Kevin Owens that's coming back. You have, what's his partner name again?
Sami Zayn
is coming back.
Yeah.
You have the Big Dog coming back. Roman Reigns.
Well, we don't know. We haven't heard. I mean, he's doing well in his treatment, but we haven't heard. I mean, it's not like some. I mean, his treatment is like months, not, you know. So it's like, we'll see how he does. I mean, I've heard he's doing great so far.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you got Braun Strowman. He's coming back from Royal Rumble. So you got to remember, there was a lot of guys. Kurt Angle's son, supposedly son. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
You mean his wrestling son?
Jason Jordan.
Yeah. I can remember off the top of my head. I'm sorry about that. But he's coming back. You got a lot of guys that was injured. You got Bray Wyatt. You got the other Hardy boy coming back, Matt Hardy. He's coming back. So you got to remember, it was a lot of wrestlers that was injured. So they got there on the roster as well. So you can't bring up everybody from NXT because you got a lot of guys that's on the roster that's coming back from injury.
Troy, you're bringing this up, but you know, by the time SmackDown moves to Fox TV, they have to split the Raw and SmackDown definitively. There could be no cross promotions between, like we're getting right now with John Cena. And John Cena's back too, you know, to say the least. And he came out and tagged with the Man this past Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the Man pushed him out of the ring. I thought it was great, you know, but
the female Austin 316.
Yeah, something like that. But I'm going to say, you know, but bringing up guy, you know, right, there's no room for anybody if they're going to stick with the same old, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they got a lot of people that was injured, so you gotta keep that in mind. So, plus, you have to have some talent on NXT. You can't take everybody away. You gotta have some talent on there. So, you know, but he brought up some good points. And Mean Gene was the man. I mean, that speech was on that. There's no more I can say about that. He was the man. He had great interviews, WWF and WCW. He had some great interviews. That's why one of the main reasons I loved watching Superstars of Wrestling.
You might remember. Do you remember when Mean Gene and Bobby Heenan called the gimmick Battle Royale? It was April Fool's Day. They had the WrestleMania, I think it was Houston. How funny Mean Gene was, because like when the Iron Sheik took like 30 minutes to get to the ring, those are some of the things maybe more modern people remember a little bit, because besides Legends House, and Gene still did host a bunch of stuff on the network too. I think he was like the guy. I mean, no, he was on some of those Table for Threes on there. So
I've seen those. Mm-hmm. So he could be truly missed.
Cool, man. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay, I got one more question for you.
Okay.
It's getting that time of the year. Undertaker's WrestleMania opponent. Right after the Royal Rumble, we usually find Undertaker is going to face. Who you guys got?
I'm thinking John Cena again, because John Cena brought it up the other day in an interview. So I don't know. That's just my guess. You know, maybe because John Cena wanted it and didn't want to do it, and then he just showed up, you know. So I don't know. What about you? What do you think?
That would be a good rematch, though. And also, that would be a good rematch, because he's going to face everybody else.
Yeah.
I would like to see Braun Strowman is too strong for that man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Undertaker has mystical powers. It doesn't matter how strong the guy is. He can raise his strength level and get, you know, blessed.
Matter of fact, I think it's going to be Shawn Michaels, because you remember that when they first started that feud.
He was taunting him. He goes, "You weren't supposed to come back. That's why I'm wrestling." Man, it's a good point there, Troy. Man, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Happy New Year to you. 222-1280, star 1280. Very short break. We got phone calls still. And Danny, why don't we throw out a couple of these before we go to break? Because it is time for the painies. So,
okay. I mean, let's start with event of the year. We're hot off the heels of Wrestle Kingdom 13, so let's talk about the great events last year.
Sure.
NXT TakeOver War Games, WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom 12, All In, and NXT TakeOver New Orleans.
Those are five.
Those are the nominees for the event of the year.
Very cool. I mean, we did discuss this a little bit. It's like, it's a shame Wrestle Kingdom's so close to the change of the year because you have to wait a whole 360 some odd days before we can nominate it. But this one this year was pretty impressive. So
it's a solid show every year.
Yeah. Definitely. So we'll go to break on that, come back with some more. You're listening to Payne Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And to all my freaks out there in Vegas, put some stacks on your boys, the New Day. Because if you take our 33 1/3% chance of winning, and our opponents and their 3 1/33% chance of winning, you subtract that.
E.E., why are you doing Steiner math? We bring you this news with a heavy heart. So we spoke to our doctors the other day, and they told us that our New Year's resolution, it should be that we no longer eat pancakes.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Lita of the World Wrestling Entertainment, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. And whenever I'm in Rochester, I make sure I feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. Danger Boy.
Now I'm thinking about diaper pancakes.
Diaper pancake, yeah.
Diaper cake.
Yeah, that segment went on a little bit, and he goes, but you pulled them out of your diaper. Okay, but it was pretty funny, though. And I like it when he was starting with the Steiner stuff, you know?
Steiner math?
Yeah, Steiner math. So, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. You got Double B, Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and myself, the Cash Man. Call back, Boston Nick. I wanted to hear what you had to say. We have short commercial breaks on the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. We have another nomination we want to do.
Which one do you want to hear?
I'm thinking, how about this is probably a softball, but how about Female Wrestler of the Year?
Your nominees for Female Wrestler of the Year: Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, and Shayna Baszler.
Nice. And
can I mention a new category we introduced this year, and I think it's a stacked field?
Yes, and I think, we kind of got a little bit of an argument over this, so we made a new category.
The unscripted moment of the year. So this has nothing to do with matches, anything like that. It was just moments or things that happened that were big in the wrestling industry this past year. So the nominees were Daniel Bryan makes his return, Roman Reigns announces his leukemia, All In sells out within hours, Ronda Rousey makes her debut at the Royal Rumble, New Japan and Ring of Honor run Madison Square Garden during WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, boy.
Well, at least they announced that they're doing it.
It's going to happen.
And Fox pays billions for SmackDown.
That's a good one because there's so many, like, you know, jaw-droppers.
I can't pick a favorite out of those.
Yeah, and then we're going to put these up on our Facebook, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have, you can vote for these. 222-1280.
Minus the Ronda thing. Those are all things that if you had told me, like, I figured the All In would sell out. I didn't think it would sell out in half an hour.
Yeah.
So all this stuff, minus the Ronda debuting at Royal Rumble, I would have told you your line if you told me this time last year.
True. 222-1280, star 12 number. We've got Boston Nick on the line. What's up, Boston Nick?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. I'm headed to the gym. A little clanging and banging. Mean! Woo! Gene!
By God, Gene!
Yeah, I was looking at YouTube, just at all these old interviews and stuff. He was around for, like, all the crazy stuff with Macho Man when he did, like, when he brought the creamer out of his hand or he had a broomstick. Like, he was involved with all those crazy, crazy interviews. He was the man.
I think he was a great producer, and we don't give him nearly the credit, but, I mean, if it wasn't for him and doing the interviews, I'm sure he's, like, you know, earlier Mike called up and said that, who was it that he was talking about? Riggs.
Scotty Riggs.
Scotty Riggs, you know, when he wasn't busy working with the bands at the bar. Who was the band that he talked about?
He was big on Shinedown was coming and Saliva had just been there.
Yeah, well, he said that Mean Gene made him feel comfortable and he did his best interviews, and that's what a lot of people did with Mean Gene. So, man, yeah, he's definitely got some memorable moments there, Nick.
Pluto TV, it's on the Roku, it's a free channel, it's crazy, there's all these channels, it has two wrestling channels, it has a Japanese wrestling channel, and it's on 24/7, and then it has Impact TV, and Impact's on there, and I've always I just like wrestling, and it's always on. Like, I never really minded Impact, you know?
Yeah, yeah, me neither. I mean, that's where half the guys from Impact are now main eventers in WWE, so. From the old.
Do you think that Cody Rhodes has a shot? His old man was a promoter. You think he can do it?
I think so. If anybody, I would bet on him, yeah.
I think they have the money behind them. I think they have some creative talent behind them. I think if they can get the right amount of people, I mean, there's a lot of people under contract to companies already. And I know they're going to be talking after WrestleMania season with New Japan and ROH to see if they're going to work something out. I think ROH I'm less enthused about them working with because of the TV deals between the companies and everything like that, if they get TV. But I think they have a legitimate shot, especially if Tony Khan's willing to put in $100 million.
Yeah, the guy, I mean, you know, he only owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he owns
analytic company.
Yeah, one of the biggest soccer teams in England, you know. So, you know.
Do you think he's making that move because of the XFL coming back?
I don't know.
Wrestling and football back into things, you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where their relationship
Tony
started.
Tony Khan is a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, he is a huge wrestling
fan. He's a
fan.
Huge wrestling fan. I don't know exactly how he got involved with Cody and everything. That Cody wore Jacksonville Jaguars colors yesterday.
Yeah.
Jericho went to the Minnesota playoff game because of Tony Khan.
Last weekend. Him and his wife were decked head to toe in Vikings gear. So,
Tony Khan, apparently, according to Dave Meltzer, Tony Khan's been subscribing to the Observer since he was a teenager.
Yeah, so this guy loves wrestling. Yes. He's got the money, and I mean, this is the guy who was trying to buy Wembley Stadium too, and then pulled out.
That's
of
his
it.
Dad.
Oh, it's his dad, Shad Khan, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, okay, there's a lot of money involved in this family. Okay,
the family's worth $6.9 billion.
Yeah, so I think you know what they just said it's a time now where they can compete with WWE. Let's start it, you know, and I bet you people will flock to it. If they went to a show, not even advertised, sold out a 10,000-seat show in Chicago in half an hour, I have a feeling that they've got their pulse on what's going on, you know, their finger on the pulse.
Well, like you said, all you need, first you need the money, and then people will flock. Fellas, woo!
Ooh, take it easy, Boston Nick. Nice talking to you. That was a lot of fun. I talk to Boston Nick a lot when I'm doing the Carl Show. We're going to go to break on that, come back, and we'll try to get the rest of our nominations in. We've had a few more categories, I believe. 222-1280 Star 12. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
This is the Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Be sure to listen.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Cashman here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke. So we got to get these nominations in before we end this hour, and we've only got a couple minutes left here. Danny, what else do we got on the list?
Let's see. We have Promotion of the Year. Pretty standard.
Yeah, promotion of the year.
You know who's involved in that one. Tag Team of the Year, Usos, Young Bucks, New Day, The Bar. Breakout Star of the Year, Jay White. Becky Lynch, Velveteen Dream. Faction of the Year, Undisputed Era, The Elite, The Bullet Club, or Los Ingobernables de Japón.
He said that pretty nice.
And good pronunciation.
And then match of the year. I tried to be as evenly spread out as possible. Read into this what you want, but no WWE men's match.
Okay.
We have Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada from Dominion. Their 2 out of 3 falls, no time limit match. Johnny Gargano versus Andrade Cien Almas from NXT TakeOver Philadelphia. Kota Ibushi versus Hiroshi Tanahashi from the G1 Climax Finals. And then Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Asuka TLC.
Interesting. Yeah, the Tanahashi, the match you mentioned there with Tanahashi, that was the one where it allowed him to take on Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom yesterday.
And he became the first person ever to successfully
cash in that match and win the title at Wrestle Kingdom.
And it was a big comeback for him because it's like his eighth time he's held this title. So it was a big comeback for what an incredible match that was. If you get a chance to watch it, I'm not going to tease, you know, give up too much. But Andrew's here with us. Andrew the Authority Joseph's coming in next hour. He's going to be hosting Kick This with Michael Lewis. And, man.
You're breaking kayfabe here.
Oh, Cash. Sorry. Andrew the Authority Joseph.
Thank you. Listen, Mr. Gene Mean, you're an intelligent Jew businessman. You know the Iron Sheik. Camera, zoom it.
That's what you know. Do you have some memories of Mean Gene?
He is the last of the great in-ring interviewers. It's a skill and a talent that is lost in today's wrestling business. Everybody does their own promos. You very rarely see the interviewer, but he was the best. And he goes back with the Iron Sheik all the way to the early 70s when Kazuo Vasiri was a referee in the AWA. So that's why, you know, he was the best man in the Sheik's wedding. And they're great, great friends. And it's very sad. I mean, he had a lot of health problems.
We kind of talked about how he came over to WWF with Hulk Hogan when Vince McMahon went and bought up all the territories or brought the best wrestlers from every territory. And he was one of those guys that was integral in getting over the wrestling talent in the interviews backstage. And, you know, and I also called him the moral compass because when he was with a heel, he would have a sourpuss look on his face when he's interviewing him at the end of it.
Except the Sheik.
Except the Sheik. Well, maybe they were, well, I mean, he was his best man, I guess, you know.
Well, what he did was the biggest interview he ever did was right after Bash at the Beach when Hogan turned heel and formed the NWO.
That's right.
And he interviewed him and got him over as a mega heel. And it was because they knew it was what great friends they were.
Yeah.
So for him to get him over like that just shows what a great talent he was. Great voice. He was in radio just like us. Before he went into wrestling, and he was in the business for almost 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years. I mean, we were talking about his work in Legends House, you know, in the network. He also, like, you know, hosts some of those Table for Threes. And I mean, and you know, now they've got Hulk Hogan coming on Monday night Raw to talk about
him. Ever considered Jesse Ventura to come back? Because he's the guy who gave him the name Mean Gene.
That's right. Jesse Ventura.
Let's go back to Mean Gene in the back with, you know, whoever. You know, it was like his
signature handoff.
The AWA, he was a great wrestler there. So he gave him that name. But we'll miss him very much. He was a great, great gentleman. One of the guys we never got a chance to talk to.
No, and I've had contact. Just never happened, right, Danger?
We
were always trying to get him, but he was busy with his Mean Gene Burgers or whatever was going on, you know, doing, you know, other shows, doing, you know, doing, he did the conventions. He was always on the road.
The great
doing
thing
stuff.
Is now with the internet, we have all of his great interviews, you know, shoot interviews with him out there too. So
yeah,
definitely check him out because he'll be missed. I hope his family is doing well. Express our condolences.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't know if you heard how it happened, but he fell down, broke some ribs, and then he got put into a nursing rehabilitation, and he had breathing problems a couple days into that. And so, you know, a lot of people maybe have been pneumonia. I'm not sure. But to Mean Gene, you know, wherever he is, he's up there, you know, interviewing all the best that are up there with him. So it's like he was definitely a legend in the business. And you know, the funny thing is how many people came out of the woodwork when they found out about this past week. Everybody was
talking. It was news on every major news site.
It was on Fox Sports top of the hour news. So yeah. It was blowing me away. It's like, but hey, we're done for the week. We're going to come back next week. We're getting closer and closer to the Royal Rumble. Of course, our favorite pay-per-view of the week.
And we'll have more news on All Elite Wrestling.
Danny.
And we'll
the polls are open.
The polls are open. Go to our Facebook page where you could probably have been watching for the past hour and vote on the categories we talked about this hour. Thank you so much. You can check out all our old shows on iTunes, Facebook. Well, some of our Facebook Live videos are up there. It'll be a great year. We'll see you next week.